This is the CAMS Market Minute for the week of the 27th of July, 2026. The market enters Federal Reserve Week with an intact long-term trend, weaker intermediate momentum, and leadership that has rotated sharply away from technology. The S&P 500 finished Friday about 0.7% below its 50-day average, but still more than 6% above its 200-day. The Nasdaq 100 remains above its 200-day as well, while sitting nearly 5% below its 50-day. Small caps have become the firmest structure on the board. The Russell 2000 is roughly level with its 50-day average and more than 10% above its 200-day. That combination describes a mixed regime, not a broken one. Under the surface, energy leads the one-month sector table with an 11.3% gain. Healthcare follows at 6%, and financials at 4.8%. Real estate, utilities, industrials, and materials also remain above their 50-day averages. The weak side of the market is concentrated in rate-sensitive growth. Consumer discretionary is down nearly 5% over 1 month. Communication services has slipped below its intermediate trend. Technology is down almost 4%. And the Nasdaq 100 remains well below its 50-day line. The important distinction is that this looks like rotation, not retreat. Every major index remains above its 200-day average, volatility is elevated but not disorderly, and participation outside technology is holding up. The next test is the Federal Reserve. The two-day meeting begins Wednesday, with the decision and press conference due Thursday. The current rotation depends partly on a higher-for-longer rate path and firmer commodity prices, so the market's reaction after the announcement matters more than the first headline move. What confirms the constructive case? Energy, healthcare, and financials hold their recent shelves, the S&P 500 reclaims its 50-day average, breadth stays broad, and the VIX eases after the decision. What weakens it? A sharp technology-led reversal that leaves the new leaders behind would suggest the past month was positioning rather than durable broadening. A more serious warning would be simultaneous deterioration in breadth small-cap relative strength, and the major index's long-term trend. The 10-year Treasury yield is the key bridge. It has risen about 15 basis points over the past month. A meaningful retreat would relieve pressure on long-duration growth. A further rise would reinforce the current leadership map. The bottom line, the market spent July changing what it owns without changing its overall level. This week, the evidence comes from what holds after the Fed, not from what moves during the announcement. CAMS publishes impersonal market research. This is market analysis, not personalized investment advice. The full written outlook is free at curveaheadmarketstrategies.com.